First today, we take you to Adelaide, and national plans to allow family and friends to reunite this Christmas are under serious threat as South Australia's COVID outbreak threatens to spread. Adelaide now has 17 community-transmitted cases from the cluster linked to a hotel quarantine worker. WA, the Northern Territory and Tasmania are now forcing South Australian arrivals to quarantine. Caroline Winter begins our coverage.
A tense time that will have serious implications not just for South Australia, but the entire country.
I think we're going to have a very anxious 24, 48 hours in South Australia. This is a very dangerous situation. Time is of the essence.
17 cases have now been found, all linked to a hotel quarantine worker. Premier Stephen Marshall says hundreds of people have now been put into isolation, and he's confident the state will get on top of this cluster.
If we work cooperatively with SA Health and SA Police on this one, we should get on top of it. But it's really a very worrying situation and we must act very swiftly.
From four cases yesterday, including an 80-year-old woman who tested positive at a hospital in Adelaide's north, others infected include two aged care workers, a prison worker, school student, fast food restaurant worker and a quarantine hotel worker. All of the cases, bar two, are linked to the same family. Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Sperrier says it's very clear where the cluster originated.
We haven't got the genomics yet, but I'm absolutely certain it has come from a Medi hotel.
Echoes of Victoria's experience with quarantine hotels and a second wave there will have spooked authorities. Mandatory testing every 7 days has been put in place for all staff and guests at all Medi hotels. Professor Spurrier says she's cancelled today's international flight into Adelaide and it's likely more will follow later this week.
Our Medi hotel process has been reviewed by the national team and we really did come out on top on that. But I've had some concerns over the last couple of weeks, not because of our process, but because of the number of positive cases we've had in those Medi hotels. And it just increases the risk of it getting out.
An aged care home is now in lockdown, while two schools, the fast food outlet and a supermarket have been closed.
All of the aged care facilities have outbreak plans in place, and an important part of that is contacting loved ones and relatives. So that would be absolutely my understanding that would have happened already.
COVID-positive patients are either in hospital or Medi hotels, while anyone with symptoms is being urged to get tested, with some already waiting up to 2 hours at drive-in testing clinics. Other states and territories have already begun restricting travellers from South Australia from entering. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says that's their prerogative.
We've made the same sorts of calls and given the same considerations to other jurisdictions when they've had clusters that have arisen. Thankfully, we have not had to make those moves, but it's completely understandable that other jurisdictions will be watching us very closely to see how we go, and whatever decisions they make would be understandable in the circumstances.
And while he's confident South Australia's contact tracing will help the state, he hasn't ruled out imposing restrictions internally.
Unfortunately, depending on how significant this spread is, we could be talking about quite wide restrictions that we saw back in March, April. But that's worst case scenario and it's not a decision that has to be made right now, but we certainly have to be thinking about what the possibilities are.
Something that has South Australians holding their collective breath as the next 24 to 48 hours unfold.
That's Caroline Winter reporting from Adelaide.